5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know how it goes. You and your significant other, you're dating, everything is happy, and all of a sudden, you break up.
Oh, man, when love is young and fresh, everything's exciting. Every song on the radio is made for you. Every bird that's singing, that type of thing. And then when you break up, the whole world is laughing at your misery.
Oh, Tina Raven, that happens. There's that one song. It's your song, right? It's a song. It's your song. It was made for you guys. It's your song for your love. And then you break up and you can never hear that song again. Because when you hear that song, it makes you so sad.
Takes you right back to the moment. Whether it's your shortcomings, their failures, whatever it may be, it takes you there. It makes it fresh. It's salt on the wound.
What that song that you can never listen to, because whenever you do, it reminds you of that person that you loved at one time, but now, nope, that is no more.
Give you my example, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because you know now that I have hardened my heart. I'm cold. I'm jaded. It's a black space in my chest, basically, at this point. And that all happened after ninth grade. We weren't dating. We weren't together. But that one magical night at that school event, we met where different schools come together for competition. We danced. We kissed. I don't even know if you had a boyfriend.
And now whenever you hear this song, you think of her?
Oh, when Taylor Dane comes on, I just can't handle it, man. I'm a blubbering mess.
It's a rough breakup.
Oh, there was that other song, I'll Always Love You Too, from Taylor Dane. I feel like Taylor Dane broke up every other week. Like, it was just whatever I was going through, and it was painful at the time, Anisam.
Yeah.
Taylor Dane's going through worse.
That's true.
Taylor Dane is going through worse in some studio somewhere.
I only had one real breakup that like, before I got
married. Well, you've been
married
since you were 12.
Yeah, I mean, I met my husband, we were like 19 or 20, but I remember I was like 17.
Right.
And this was our song. This song was meant for us.
Oh, when you come crash. Oh, if I was your parents, I would not have approved of that song.
Not
that is about exploring your sexuality as young people in love.
I mean, when you're 17 years old, it's Dave Matthews Band, and we would go see Dave Matthews all the time. Like, we would take road trips, and we'd see. Not only does that song ruin for me, I don't ever want to hear Dave Matthews.
You can't
Band
ever go
again.
To. You don't ever want a grilled cheese made out the side of a van ever again in your life.
I don't ever want to see Dave Matthews Band perform live.
I'm with you.
I don't want to hear ants marching.
Yeah.
I'm done with Dave Matthews because of that breakup.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah.
Here's one. This one wasn't even my relationship.
This is how you remind me.
Oh, gosh.
Listen. This is how I want to clarify. It's really easy to pick on Nickelback because they're Canadian and nice and they had a lot of songs. But this time it's for real. Like, that song, it wasn't my breakup. It was my friend's breakup. And he used to play that song like 17 times a day while he was happy, trying to remember happy times with that person. When he was sad and he wanted to snivel and cry. This is a grown man. He was in his mid-20s.
And he's just listening to that song on repeat.
They weren't going to be married or anything like that. It was just terrible. And it was the dead of winter, man. I don't know. These songs are just worse in the wintertime.
Yeah, when it's cold out. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's that one song you can't listen to because of your ex? When it comes to love songs, they're the ones every time you hear them, you smile. But every once in a while, one will come on and you'll cringe and die a little bit inside because it used to be your song with somebody. But then you broke up and now you can't listen to it anymore.
Little Mel from fourth grade. All right. I know, Melanie, you broke my heart. All right. You shouldn't have done that. Silk, Freak Me. seemed inappropriate for fourth grade, and now we know why all these years later.
It's Anna and Raven. What's the one song you can't listen to because of your ex? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
REO Speedwagon. Heard it from a friend.
Heard it from a friend. What was her name?
Her name was Gloria, my first wife. I ended up smashing an electrician's radio with a hammer when I heard it.
Good. It seems like a good use of both your hammer and your time.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Right. This one's for you, Gloria. I'm pouring some out of my old E. And Ann Raven, what's that song that's 86 off your playlist because it just reminds you of your ex?
Two of them.
Go for it.
One of them is When Can I See You Again by Babyface and All of Me by John Legend.
Oh, good songs. Now, Babyface is like, you know, Babyface, that was love-making music right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that first first couple Babyface albums, procreation rates went up. All right, that's all I'm saying. This was right in my wheelhouse.
When can I see you again?
What happened with him? Why'd you guys break up?
There's a lot to it.
Oh, you cheated? Oh, that's too bad.
No cheating. We're just better off without each other.
Yeah, sometimes it just doesn't work, and that's hard. Like, when you want it to work, but you just don't have it anymore.
Right.
It's not there.
How about, so wait a minute. So was the Babyface and the John Legend both one relationship, or is John Legend another relationship?
Oh, John Legend was another relationship.
Because that's recent. I mean, that's there.
That song came out just as we were, like, breaking up, so that's why I remember that one.
Do you think that people stay in bad relationships sometimes just because a new song comes out, and it's so heartbreaking right at that moment?
Like, it's a message sent to you,
right,
maybe.
Right,
I don't know.
Yes.
No, I think it's more like everyone's listening to it, but at that time in your life, it was your song, and now it's bringing back all those raw feelings.
Silk Freak Me was, they were just saying, they were like, oh, she's off hanging out with somebody else. Dude, you're 12.
1-800-330-9999. What's the song that you can't listen to because it just reminds you of your ex?